Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I had a couple announcements. If you're looking for the devotional, the 5 Minutes with God scripture is coming from Romans 1, 21 through 22. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1, 21, 22. That's also the key verse for today's devotional as well. But the subject line of today's devotional is feeding on the right things. I think one is 5 minutes, of course, and then the other one is about 6 to 7 minutes long. So you're looking at about 14 minutes, maybe 13, 14 minutes long. Also, if you're looking to send in your prayer requests, please do so. You can do that on any service that has a messaging, any platform that has a messaging service. If you're looking to talk to me in a chat box or a continuous chat, you can do that on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. But surrenderministries.info.org has its own chat room. If you click the first link in the link tree, it shows you multiple platforms that I host the podcast on. If you click that first link, it takes you to surrenderministries.info.org. You can look at free devotionals. You can request free oil and free devotions to be sent to you, to your house. On the right-hand side, it's a small little square looking thing. That's the chat box. Some people say it's black. Some people say it's purple. Whatever color it is, if you click it, you can chat with me as much as you like, and I will chat back with you. If I don't answer, please give me time. But I always try to answer within the hour. Okay. I think that's it. Because it's Wednesday, we're going to pray according to how the Holy Spirit leads us. And so let's get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done, Father God. Before we start our prayer, we ask you to forgive us. Father God, we ask you to help us through the day. Help us through the week. Help us through the minute, Father God. Father God, help us to redirect ourselves to you. Help us to keep our focus on you, Father God. Father God, if something's taking our focus off you, please show us, Father God. Father God, if it's someone or something, please remove it, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to always dwell in you, Father God. We're going to take a moment, just a second. We're going to acknowledge the Holy Spirit's presence. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our room, in our car, in our job. Wherever we are, we acknowledge your presence. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to acknowledge the Holy Spirit presence. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to meet near us. Father God, we thank you for leaving us a comforter, a guide, Father God. Father God, give us ears to hear him and eyes to see what he's trying to say to us. Father God, help us to be better people each and every day, Father God. If it's something that we're struggling with, some kind of vice that we have that has a hold of us, if it's something that's keeping us stumbling, Father God, help us with it, Father God. Father God, if it's drinking, smoking, gossiping, gluttony, anything like that, Father God, bitterness, malice, any of these things is stopping us from connecting with you, Father God, show us. Father God, help us remove it. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of perversion, drunkenness, gossiping, gluttony, disappointment, rejection. Father God, we rebuke it right now. We send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of suicide, anxiety, and depression. We rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell. We rebuke the spirit of witchcraft, demonic oppression, strongholds in our life. We rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for allowing us and giving us the power to do that. Father God, we thank you for the jobs that we have, the clothes on our back, the food on our table, and the shoes on our feet. Father God, we thank you for every big moment, every small moment, every big blessing, every small blessing. Father God, we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father God. Father God, we submit ourselves to you. We submit our bodies to you. Father God, we submit to your will as well, Father God. Show us your will, Father God. Show us your ways, Father God. Show us what you want us to do. Father God, we go through life sometimes when we don't know and we're confused and maybe we're not taking time to hear you, but Father God, we hear you. We hear you. And we ask you right now to be with us. We ask you to guide us, Father God. Father God, we ask as we're on our jobs to help us to be a beacon of light, Father God. We ask you right now to help us to control ourselves, Father God. Help us to be bold, Father God, to say no to the flesh. Father God, help us not to give a foothold to the devil, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for everything, Father God. We ask you to watch over people that's dealing with childhood trauma, Father God. People that are dealing with losing a mother, a father, or losing anyone this year, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us stay strong this year, Father God. Even though this year probably started off rough for some of us, Father God. But we ask you to guide us. We ask you to show us, Father God. We ask you to help us through this year, Father God. We're just on March. Some of us are carrying a heavy weight, Father God. And we place that weight before you. And we ask you right now, Father God, to carry it with us, Father God. Carry it for us, Father God. Please carry it for us, Father God. Because we can't carry it. We can't change. We can't do anything without you, Father God. And we ask you right now to step in, Father God, and do what you do best, which is be God. Father God, we hear you when you speak. Father God, wherever season we in, Father God, we ask you to touch it. We ask you to change us, Father God. Father God, we just thank you. We're going to pause right here. Anyone that has anointing oil, you can anoint yourself. If you do not have anointing oil, that is okay. That is okay. So I had to get me a sip of water. Okay, let's pray. We're going to pray a minute or 2 minutes in tongues. Say, reboxi de rese de rena roboki de rese de re. And the risa to roboki de rada re de reboki de rese de re. And the risa to rese de re. And the risa to re. And the rita to roboki de rese de re. And the rita to rana de roboki de rese de re. And the risa de reboki de recedere. And the reboki de resa de reboki de recedere. And the risa de reboki de recedere. And the risa de reboki de recedere. And the risa de reboki de recedere. And the reboki de recedere. And the reboki de resa de reboki de recedere. And the resa de re de reboki de recedere. And the risa de reboki de recedere. And the rina de reboki de recedere. And the rita de reboki de recedere. Father God, I actually touched a woman that's sitting down on the floor in her closet. Just long blonde brown hair. She has a gray tank top on and a red like pajama pants on. She's sitting there crying her heart out, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch her right now. Ask you to remove anything that's on her, Father God. Any spirits that's trying to attach to her, Father God. We ask you to remove it right now, Father God. Say, rebo se de re se de rebo que de se de. Father God, I speak peace to her life, Father God. Father God, I ask you to remove any mountains that's in her life. But Father God, if it's meant for her to cross those mountains, Father God, go with her. Father God, if she's not walking with you right now, Father God, help her to do it. Say rebo se te rina te rana rebo ki de rese te re. I rise te rambo ki de rasa de rese te re. I na de rebo ki de rasa de rebo ki de rese te re. And the rise te re. I rise te re. I rise te rebo ki de rese te re. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, actually watch over a male. He's a brown-skinned guy. He has a thick hair. A goatee. He's wearing a suit, blue dress shirt, red polka dot tie. Father God, he's standing before a door and he's praying. He got a briefcase in his hand. Father God, I ask you for whatever he's praying for, Father God, pray protection over him, Father God. Let him be able to go in there and do whatever he got to do, Father God. Let him say whatever he needs to say, Father God. But Father God, I ask you to touch his soul, Father God. Touch the people's soul that are listening, Father God. Touch the woman that we just prayed for right now, Father God. Touch him right now and save his soul, Father God. Father God, he's looking for guidance, Father God. I think this is the first time he spoke to you because I see the anxiousness in his face, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to lead him down the right way, Father God. Let this not be the first and last time he talked to you, Father God. Father God, lead him in the way he should go, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now, Father God. Anyone else that's praying like this, anyone else that's crying out to you, Father God. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch their soul. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to save them, Father God. Father God, place someone before them, place someone in their life to lead and guide them. Say rebo ki de re se de re se te. Ina de robo se te re. Ina de robo ki de re se de re. And the ri se te re. Ina de robo se te re. Ina de ri
In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to be a new creature in Christ. I claim every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Lord, I pray, I secretly pray that you reward me openly. I'm walking boldly in my authority. I renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, bitterness in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fire of God surrounds and protects my life, that all destruction, I bind the powers of darkness that soul controls the airways, release filth, violence, and witchcraft through the media. I also command all spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out that is trying to attach itself to me. Lord, enlarge my heart so that I may obey your commandments in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Remember to pray for Pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirits, eyes, and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that is, has a cavity, job interview, and heavy breathing. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you could, share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.